to the Gore Girls podcast.
Welcome back to Gore Girls, everybody. I'm Lorelai.
I'm Grace.
I'm Elaine.
I'm Kayla.
Wonderful.
There was hesitation on whether or not we were all going to get in on that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I was waiting.
I went for it. And here we are.
Worked out.
Yeah, this is our second episode to our Killer Summer season for the month of June.
What is this voice that you're using?
I don't know. Yes. So, yeah, this is Kayla's pick for the month. Kayla, would you like to share why you chose Cabin Fever? Did I announce that?
No.
Did I announce that it was Cabin Fever?
But that's a good way to just...
That's no, I like that, though.
Yeah, that's it. A...
There we go.
So, I chose Cabin Fever because it's so ridiculous, first of all. Like,
yes.
It's stupid, and the acting is horrible.
Oh, it's terrible.
But, like, that's why we love it. And yeah. it's a good summer movie. You know, they're camping. They just finished finals.
And they're, like, homophobic.
Yeah. And racist. Like, there's so many issues in this movie. But it's also, I think, part of the time. And a lot of it, part of what makes this movie great is how much it's making fun of, like, stereotypical horror movie tropes.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
That's why.
I love it. I'm glad you picked it.
Grace, have you seen this before?
Oh, yeah. I watched it when it came out.
Oh, okay.
This was going to be my pick if
Yeah.
No, this is when we talked about, like, our scariest or a part in a movie that sticks with you forever, the part in this movie.
Yep. So I have never seen this.
Okay. It's a wild ride.
Interested to hear your thoughts.
Yeah, I can't wait to talk about it.
I saw it in theaters when it came out. So that scene in... Yeah, because I'm old as fuck. That scene. I was still gagging. I literally haven't seen this movie since I saw it in theaters. And I still was like, I can't.
Let's freaking get into it.
It sticks. Oh, I'm excited to talk all about it. Elaine, did you have a pun?
I have like a riddle.
Okay.
You want it?
Yeah.
Okay. So you are lost in winter, but find a cabin. You find it has a fireplace, a kerosene lamp, and a stove, but you only have one match. What item in the cabin do you light first?
Repeat the item.
The match.
The match.
The match.
I didn't even hear match.
You didn't win, so I won.
Well then.
Grace,
my brain like just shuts off. I like panic. I'm like, I'm not gonna get this right. I'm not gonna get this right. I'm not gonna get this right. So then I just block it all out. I'm like, I don't know.
I survived.
So. Well, you're smart.
Yeah, I know.
There you go. I like it. It works. It's a cabin-y thing.
I like it. Castle. All right.
Okay. Let's do this. Yeah. Kayla, take the mic. Take the reins. Do it.
Okay.
We'll take the mic.
Oh, and we didn't say it, but obviously, spoiler alert, watch the movie. It's 20 years old. So, you know, I'll lead with that.
It is 20 years old.
Yeah. Cabin Fever is about five friends that go to a cabin for a vacation, but soon find themselves struggling to survive a flesh-eating virus that is really putting a damper on their fun.
It does.
It really does.
Yeah.
And real quick, too. The movie opens with credits and an eerie score, cuts to a shot of a lake and a man walking in the woods. He walks toward a dog, not realizing it's dead, until he inspects closer and lifts the dog's leg, which reveals a bloody, slimy mess, and the man is squirted with blood. Cut to a group of friends leaving a college camp. They pull up to a rural gas station, and Paul sits next to a little boy on a swing, and the boy bites him. A man comes outside saying everyone knows not to sit next to Dennis, the little boy, and Paul goes to wash his hand in the stream nearby. Inside the store, the rest of the friends are looking around, and the man behind the counter is talking nonstop and says some racist shit about his rifle. There you go.
Yeah.
Okay, this movie. How many people are wearing wigs?
Oh, God. It's several. So bad.
So many.
Mm-hmm.
Like the guy at the beginning, the hermit.
Everybody, the guy at the beginning. Literally everybody.
The fucking the dude
the guy
at the...
who works at the gas station.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The kid.
The kid.
The kid's wig is the worst.
I mentioned so many wigs.
Yeah. Not a
wig. The wig department was killing it in this movie.
Yeah.
No, they did.
I did note that the intro to this movie takes entirely way too long.
It yes. really does.
And yeah. I don't ever comment on an intro, but I was like, okay.
You're kind of just like, where's like, this going mm-hmm. for a minute? Yeah.
But, and
yeah.
it was so shaky.
Yeah.
And what the fuck? What was the font?
I don't know.
I didn't like
it. It was almost like it was like trying to be like the seven intro credits.
Yeah.
yeah.
But like just yeah. fell
it
short
just
of
looked
that.
Like, Spooky like Comic the- Sans.
Spooky Comic Sans. Yep. I liked the fly noises and I liked the music.
Well, at first but... I was like, is the TV loud enough? I was
oh,
like, is there
yeah, it's
sound?
Just like
and I kept turning it up. And yeah. then it's like, the subtitles was like fly buzzing. And I was like,
like
so
oh,
there is sound?
That's what that
and
is.
I was like, what the fuck? Okay.
Just... the music too kind of sounded like The Shining.
Mm. Mm-hmm. I could hear that. Bit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But right away with a full moon, so that's good.
Yeah.
yep. And this dude is like, hey bud, or
wait,
hey boy.
You don't know your dog is
you
dead?
Want some rabbit, and you can't
like, you
tell
can't
that
tell?
It has like blood near its stomach?
And it's not moving
and, like it's not blinking or breathing?
Or breathing? Or...
Yeah.
Hey, I boy. Have an issue with all of the animals in this movie.
I know. It's a lot of
there's like animal. Too many, too much animal shit. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, because we have the dog at the beginning. Oh, yeah. We got that the deer.
The rabbit.
Yeah.
Deer and the rabbit.
The rabbit.
The other dog.
The
other
rabbit
dog.
Isn't, like, gory.
That's
and
true.
The dog,
just, like, hunting.
The dog at the end is necessary.
And at least you don't see it. When he,
I mean,
yeah, we don't see
yeah,
it die,
see
which
it.
Is nice.
Yeah, but we
but
don't
still.
See the dog in Hereditary die either, and it's still
that's true.
Sad.
Yeah, but, yeah.
And this one gets friggin' shot in the face, and I was just like, it was just a lot, and I was like,
okay. But we don't see it, at least. I'm thankful for that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But there is some a fun fact, though. No animals were harmed in the making of this movie.
Okay, so they good. Should not be.
Right.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, just because, like, Friday the 13th, that snake, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. No animals were harmed. A shitload of fake animals. But, yeah, they were – there was it was on the Animal American Humane Association page.
Oh, good.
That's good.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there's that, at least.
The dude's scream when he gets shot in the face with the blood. It's like,
mm-hmm.
it's so bad.
Yeah. It's all terrible.
It's all
in
terrible.
In like the best way.
Yeah. Like Max, none of the acting in this movie is good.
Max had never seen it. And he was like, so... is this film taking itself serious or not? Because
no.
I can't tell. I was like, no, it's a horror comedy.
It's
like
right,
it's
yeah.
it's
yeah.
supposed to be terrible, but like
100%
good.
Super Bad was a movie, a horror movie rather.
yeah. yeah, yeah,
absolutely. And I correct me if I'm wrong, Grace. Was this Eli Roth's first?
Yes,
yes.
It is
okay.
Eli Roth's first.
And
first
I really
film?
Love Eli Roth, and he
I
definitely
love Eli
got
Roth
a lot better.
It's his first. Director, like he's acted,
right.
he acts
his
in a bunch of
directorial stuff. Debut.
I don't really know much of what else he's done.
He did Hostel,
yeah,
which is like big deal.
He's in Inglorious Bastards.
Well, yeah, mm-hmm. well, yeah, I knew that. I have a fun fact about that.
Grindhouse,
Green Inferno,
yeah,
which
the
is
remake
fuck.
Of Green Inferno.
I've just
ooh, what's that
out
other
of
one?
All of those, I've only seen
Lorelai. And it takes place in like Chile or Brazil. That the
I think
fucking earthquake. No,
oh,
the earthquake one.
Oh, the earthquake one. What is that? Oh,
I don't remember
know.
What it's called, but it's
he did
good
an
too.
Earthquake movie though.
Yeah,
and then he did Piranha 3D.
Oh, I didn't know.
He did
that.
One called Death Wish, The Stranger, and he's acted in The Last Exorcism 1 and 2, which I think is hilarious because
The Last Exorcism.
But there needs mm-hmm. to be 1 and 2. So which is the
which
last
one's
one?
The last one?
There's so many people in this movie too, and I kind of forgot. Like
I was like, oh my god,
it's like the cast of Detroit Rock City.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Like half of the boys love. In Detroit Rock City.
Yeah. I friggin' love that movie.
I do too. It's one of my favorites. Yeah, I just showed Max that 2 months ago, maybe, for the first time. Oh. And he loved it, just like I fucking told him he would. But he didn't want to watch it for like ever.
Love that movie.
Yeah, and then Sean from Boy Meets World, who I really love him in Boy Meets World, and he's so terrible in this. And oh, I get, God. I was like, that's on purpose.
I had a crush on Sean in Boy Meets World. And in this, he's and insufferable.
His voice makes me want to throw his head against a wall. I don't know.
Everybody in this movie makes me want to throw their head against the
wall. He's just such a little bitch. I'm
he's
like,
such a little bitch.
Oh, God. I can't with him. And then you got, what's his name? Bert?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who's Bert. AKA Trip. I just kept calling him Trip.
Yeah, I did too.
Mm, I just think of him from, is that who he is in Detroit Rock City? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was like, wait a second. Yeah. That's his name. Yeah.
And then the blonde dude, the Jeff, the real asshole. He was the one of the kids in the car in Super Troopers.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So they're just all in like dumb teenage-y movies.
Yeah.
The girl, what's her name?
Which one?
Not Marcy, the blonde one.
Karen.
She's in Waiting.
Oh. Yeah.
She's the redhead chick. She's the bartender. The chef. Yeah.
The really icky chef.
Mm-hmm. Ugh, I haven't seen that movie in a while.
Fucking love funny that movie. Though.
The scene at the general store before the kid fucking bites him and it gets really weird reminds me of Pumpkinhead a little bit. Like,
yes!
The city kids rolling up to the general store and, you know, provoking the locals.
Absolutely.
I immediately hate the girl, Marcy.
Marcy.
Hitting out the truck and how she's like, oh, yeah, I hate them all. But she's like, no more fucking finals or whatever.
Don't go to college.
Don't go to college. It fucking sucks.
I refer to her as the look at me bimbo.
That's a good name.
That's what she is.
I don't know what's up with this Dennis kid.
Dennis. I don't understand the purpose of it.
I don't either.
I think it's just to connect back later.
I guess. Because
when he bites him, then it's like this huge deal.
Right.
But it's like, what the fuck?
Maybe you should make a sign about Dennis. I love that one. When he put lawsuit in air quotes.
Lawsuit.
Lawsuit. Okay.
It says, hate the girl in the truck. And then like three notes later, hate the kid with the blonde hair.
Jeff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a douche.
You just hate them all.
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead.
They're all terrible.
He's like, go wash your hand in the stream out back. Like, who washes a bite in a stream? I'm sorry, sir. No.
Nope. Yeah. Lots, like, lots of bacteria. Have a sink? You don't have a sink in that store?
In that store?
I mean, I don't there's think no there's bathroom? Clean water.
I did make a note about Jeff's booty.
Mm-hmm.
I think he had like a bubble butt or something. Like, I was like, blonde guy has booty because they were like,
there
was like a good shot of it.
Oh my God, how like, funny. I didn't notice. That's hilarious.
Thick. Jeff is thick.
I made a note here that Marcy looks as if she's 37 years old.
Yes,
she does.
Yeah,
and then Ronnie was like, "Are they graduating high school or college?" I was like, "I'm pretty sure it's college."
College, yeah.
And he's like, "Cause this bitch is not 18." I was like, "None of them look like they are."
No, definitely not.
Also, did you catch the name of the beer that they choose?
I don't think I did.
It's called Arrogant Bastard Ale.
So
it's kind of funny that, especially because Jeff is the one that like. Takes it all and leaves later, you know?
That's funny. Arrogant I like bastard. That.
That's amazing.
That's funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
I also like that he takes the candy for the nougat.
He's like you gotta
tell me what you stole, a Snickers?
Snickers? Yeah.
For the nougat.
The nougat? Also, this he old is dude.
The worst.
Oh, yeah. The rifle. So I had completely forgotten about that part. And Zach and
as I did
gasped. I was like,
same.
No. But it's amazing.
And then they say it again.
Yeah, they say it again. I'm like, holy shit. And she's like, that's why you say the N-word, Bert, or whatever she says.
Yeah. I had completely forgotten about the end of this movie.
Mm-hmm. That was...
Yeah. But yeah, Zach and I were like, holy shit, I can't believe he just said that.
Yeah.
It definitely ages the movie with the N-word, the R-word... And the use of the word gay in this movie, like, I was like, God damn, like, how much?
Yeah, very clearly written in 2002.
Yeah.
Yes. My only thing with the store owner with that whole, because I get it's like, it's supposed to be like funny later. Right. But I'm also like, what the fuck does this have to do with the movie? Why literally, is this in it at all? It's like, it doesn't need, it was just weird. It's,
yeah. There are a lot of times I feel like there's shit fun in this movie that's just like,
okay,
why are we here?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's just, yeah.
I think it's just because it's the super bad of horror movies. Like, it's I don't think it, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just to be funny. Do you just or mean, like, whatever.
It's a super bad horror movie?
Yeah.
No.
But it's, I mean, it's supposed to be.
That was just
very meta. I like the setting. However, it does seem like it was shot in the fall time.
100% in the fall. These people and cannot get their summer. Seasons right.
Yeah, they can't get their seasons.
Holy shit.
They're always shooting in the opposite season mm-hmm. that it's supposed to be taking place. I'm like, what the fuck are you guys doing?
Something? I never fucking recognize this stuff. When you guys are like, the leaves are a different color. I'm like, I didn't even notice the leaves.
Oh, really?
How yeah. funny.
Yeah, like there's leaves on the ground and they're all like brownish mm-hmm. orange. And I'm like,
yeah.
and this is supposed to be like leaves. May?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even connect the fact that they were graduating with the leaves on the ground. Like, I heard
that's
both.
Funny. Yeah,
that's both hilarious.
Like, I just okay. took it for what it is.
That's hilarious.
Love it. Shall we move on?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm ready.
The friends are back on the road. They make it to the cabin, and Jeff and Marcy make a beeline for the bedroom to have sex. Paul and Karen are going to go for a swim, and Bert is fucking around with a BB gun. Turns out to be a real gun. We go back and forth with shots of all the friends doing their prospective things. Paul and Karen are on a raft in the lake talking. Bert is walking in the woods and shoots what he thinks is a squirrel, but is actually the man from the beginning. The man tells him that he is sick and needs help, but looks pretty fucked up, so Bert freaks out and tells him not to come near him. The man doesn't listen to Bert, so he shoots him, and it fades to black. Back at the cabin, Jeff and Marcy are putting out a fire Bert started for some reason. That night, the group is sitting around a campfire, and Paul tells a scary story about a bowling alley he loved as a kid. Suddenly, this guy Justin/Grim, which is actually Eli Roth, shows up with his dog. He has a huge bag of weed, so they invite him to sit at the fire with him. It starts to rain, so Justin leaves, and the group goes inside.
I can't with the whole scene with Eli Roth. I think it's so funny.
Oh, it's so funny.
It's so-
I love Mambo. Him so much.
So Charlotte was watching this movie with us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry.
I hadn't watched it in so long that I didn't forgot. Remember, you know, what was going on. And I was like, okay, cover your eyes. And I was like, la, 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 like really loud. And then Bert's on the couch talking about shit. I'm like, we're done. We're done. We're done with the movie. Sorry, this isn't your movie. You can watch it another time. Yeah. And then she leaves and Ronnie's like, you know, she could watch this movie. I was like, not with me. She fucking can't.
Yeah, no.
Right. Like, you were her age when you watched it in theaters. I was like, that's her fucking problem.
Yeah.
Like, she watched it on her own, but I'm
you
not
don't
want to
watch it with her mom. That's uncomfortable.
No.
That's uncomfy.
Yeah.
So sorry, Charlotte.
Jeff likes it in the butt, and that's great for him.
That is great for him. Great.
I'm just saying.
I mean, whatever.
Whatever you're into.
You
and that's great for you. Whatever tickles your peach.
Mm-hmm.
Or your pickle.
Tickles literally. Tickles the old. You know,
the old prostate.
Whatever tickles your prostate.
I was just gonna say during that like whole thing, I was just like, did she just put a finger in his ass? Is that?
What? I couldn't tell. Is it like a finger or something else?
Yeah,
because she looked like she was thrusting.
Yeah, but it could have been like a whole body.
Mayhem.
A whole body drag. Yeah, either way, I was
maybe
like,
his butt wasn't ready for more than a finger. So
didn't seem like he was 100% ready.
There was no like conversation, and there I feel like there should have been.
Yeah. They just got to the cabin, and they're like, peace, we're going to go fuck. I'm like,
for real.
You're not going to like unpack.
And your friends are just like right outside the door.
Yeah, they're just like milling about, and
Bert has fucking binoculars right outside the window.
Oh, yeah. Bert's
like,
a creep.
What the shit?
I love Bert's FU hat, though.
Yeah, the hat is funny. Yeah. Well, then Paul just opens the door without knocking. He's like, who's up for a dip? Like, oh my
he's
God,
like, Paul.
I can't
be safe.
Paul. And speaking of
so
Paul,
cheesy.
This is when I said I hate. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
No,
I'm sorry.
You go ahead. When you hate.
No,
no, no, no, no, no. Tell me what I was.
That I hate Paul. I literally, as I'm introduced to everyone, I'm like, well, I just hate them all. I hate them all.
When he and Karen are laying on the dock and he has his hand, his armpits. His head looks really big and his body looks really tiny.
And his, it did. His like proportions were odd. Yeah. He's also quite pink. Yes. And his armpit hair. I had a note too. I was like, holy shit.
Outrageous. I said, how long do we have to look at his armpits and his nip hair?
his nip hair. Yes, he did have some hairy
nip. That's all you can fucking look at.
He looked like a hairy Kendall. Like he looked fake. I just can't get over the size of his head.
On his body.
I literally put it in all caps. It's a large head. It looks fucking massive. I was like, what is happening to this man's head?
That's hysterical.
I am confused.
I also really hate he's just such a twerp. Yeah, I hate their whole conversation. Like,
so stupid.
It's just so awkward. Like,
it's so awkward. You have like secondhand embarrassment. You're like,
I'm like, shut up.
I hate to watch this. Yeah.
Also, after she rolls into the water and then she pops out of the water, her hair is totally fucking dry.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how funny. I didn't notice that.
Completely fucking dry. I was like, dry. Okay.
That's fucking funny.
That doesn't happen to you
a lot? He's like, where are you going? And I thought
it's really dry.
So what, you like me now? Is this really like a date?
Are we on a date?
No, dumbass.
I think this is a fucking trip
with your friends. Like, what?
Maybe it wasn't here, but at one point, Max audibly went, Jesus Christ, dude. Like, he got, like, so fed up with him. I was like, yeah, he's the worst. Oh, God.
And then fucking Bert's dumbass. Like, what?
Bert just be starting fires. Huh?
For literally no reason. What? He just starts it and then he walks away.
All around the fire pit, except in it. Mm-hmm. What the fuck? What doing?
And then
what doing?
When he shoots the hermit guy, I'm like, you really thought that was a squirrel, my dude?
What's he shooting that large?
I would like to share something with you all. Something exciting about Bert.
Okay. Oh.
Okay.
Did you notice what Bert's shirt says?
No.
So Bert's shirt says on the pocket, it says ripe on 6/13/04, and this is the date that Mary Kate Olsen and Ashley Olsen turned 18.
Oh, ew.
Ripe on this day.
That's disgusting.
That was also huge of the time.
That was huge. Everyone was waiting for them to turn 18.
Disgusting.
That's so. I remember when that happened with Miley Cyrus. Uh-huh. Like, that was a huge thing, too. And Millie Bobby Brown, like, all of these girls. I'm like, this is problematic.
These are just young ladies.
Not okay.
But, you know,
yucky.
Women are treated just the same as everyone else. And, you know, we're just crazy, and we don't have anything to actually complain about.
Yeah, the patriarchy isn't real.
Yeah, it's all in our heads. We're just emotional.
Bert is a pair of fucking testicles, man. Like, he is such a little wimp. Like, this dude clearly needs help. He's like, no, don't come near me. Don't come near me. And then he shoots him. Which
I too would probably be like, sir, you best not.
Like, stay back.
Better stay back. Mm-hmm. But also, like, maybe go run and actually get help.
Get help.
Yeah.
And don't just shoot this person.
Like, he was clearly not well enough to chase after you. Like, you could have just started running and, like, okay, dude, I'm going to get help. Like, you stay there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Idiot.
Also, I don't know exactly what she said. It's pretty much every single fucking thing that comes out of Mercy's mouth, though. I'm like, does she fucking enunciate? Like, would it kill her? Would it kill her to enunciate? She's just like, like, I don't even know what she fucking says. Like, what are you even saying?
Yeah,
I don't even know.
Mercy is annoying as fuck.
She's so annoying.
Look at me, bimbo. Mm-hmm. That's all she is.
Smokey the Clown.
Marcy, just as a character, is hilarious. And I don't think, like, her true self is very far off. So during the, like, sex scene later, I could talk about it later, but I'm just talking about it now. They wanted her to show, like, full booty, right? Full butt cheek.
Mm-hmm.
And she rejected that. Because she was worried of being typecasted as, like, a nude actor. And I'm like, girlfriend,
You're already there.
Your whole ass tits are out.
Yeah.
Your titties are out. Like, if anything, choose the ass over the titties.
She had done it in, like, a previous role as well already. So it's like, you already did it.
It's like,
you're there, sweetheart. I don't know how to tell you.
In a previous role?
Her boobs.
Her boobs and maybe butt.
And, yeah.
That's funny.
But it's like, you made your bed.
Yeah.
Do you have
it? At this point, own it.
Naked.
Huh?
Do you have more about that?
No, that was it.
So she had told Eli Roth, she's like, literally, if you want to show the full ass for Marcy, you're going to have to find somebody else to do it. They went back and forth for so long, and then they agreed that they would only show an inch of her butt. Inch. So then Eli Roth showed up with a measuring tape and, like, measured it, and then they taped the sheets to her ass.
Oh my god, that's hilarious.
Oh my god, that's amazing. That's fucking
funny.
But, like, her just whole, like, ass tits are fine.
Yeah, come on.
Her logic just doesn't make any sense. And I told Max, I was like, I think it's because she has big boobies and a flat ass. And so she's like, oh, they can see my boobs, but not my ass.
She does have, like, a cute little butt from behind, but apparently.
So she wanted to show her, like, star attribute, you know?
Yeah. And I guess this, the awkwardness during that scene was, like, totally real. I mean, we're not there, but we're already talking about it. Super uncomfy for both of them. Very unsexy, they said.
Oh, God. I can imagine.
I have to say.
Oh, God.
Okay, well, we'll get there.
Yeah, sorry to jump the gun there, guys, but
no.
Marcy, as just a character and person, is just, she's
hysterical.
Yeah.
Enunciate, bitch.
Enunciate.
The bowling alley story that Paul tells is fucking awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love it.
I love like the bit of gore that we start to see there. Yeah. And it's fucked up.
It is. It's great.
It's a fucked up story.
But Bert is all of us when he goes ball peen.
Ball peen.
Yes.
Yep.
We're all thinking it, and then Bert says it.
Ball peen.
Ball peen.
Yeah. I love that, like, he bowled their organs. Like, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
And the head and the bar turn.
And that's Eli Roth said, too. And he has, like, a fucking bald cap thing on.
Yeah,
funny.
Yeah.
Yep. Funny. He's a cutie.
And, like, contacts, too, because I think his eyes are
lighter. And that's him at the fire.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I love
Grim. Yeah, I love Eli Roth.
Yeah, same.
Dr. Mambo.
Dr. Mambo.
A professor being a dog. Ooh, faced.
Faced.
He says, that's a positive bonfire.
That's what I was just going to say, too,
a positive bonfire.
What does that mean?
I was cackling this whole time. I'm like, face, scratch modded. That's a positive bonfire. I was just fucking losing it at everything that he said.
He's so great.
So fucking funny.
Such a good aspect.
And his fucking bonfire.
His little goatee.
I said he listens
soul
to Anthrax.
Patch. Soul patch, yeah. Yes, Anthrax,
listens
for sure.
To Anthrax once.
Yep. Oh, it's very of the time as
well.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
And I love it.
And his bag of weed is seriously
massive.
Who has that?
It's several pounds of weed.
Like, it perhaps was real, if you think it was real. Do you think it was actual weed?
Could be.
I mean, all of them probably smoke weed.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Definitely Bert and then the cop. And then Eli Roth definitely smoked weed.
Yep.
So don't be smoking this man's weed, though. I was, like, nervous. I was like, is this the bad guy? Because I'd never seen it. I was like, don't be smoking other people's weed in the fucking middle of the woods.
No, but right. That's what I said. I was like, oh, yeah, let's trust some random stranger with pounds of weed to just,
pounds
like.
Pounds of weed.
Why is he walking through the woods right now alone in the dark with his dog? And you're just going to trust him?
I think it's so funny when he wants to sit with them personally. Like, no, we're kind of having a private conversation.
And then I guess I'll go smoke this by myself.
Oh my god, no, it wasn't that private. Come sit down, sit down.
It wasn't that private.
So funny.
Oh, just his fucking name. They're like, so what's your name? And he's like, Justin.
Oh yeah.
My skate name's Grim.
Grim.
What? And fucking Paul.
Paul.
Right, that's his name? Yeah.
Yeah.
Paul?
Bummer.
The cringy
annoying.
One.
Yeah, Bummer. The cringy. He's like, so skateboarding, is that like your occupation?
Oh, yeah.
Your occupation? You fucking dork. Oh my god.
Oh,
fucking nerd.
It's so great.
Your occupation?
Oh. Because he's getting all jealous.
Right.
Karen?
Blonde one?
Bloglin's Karen. Karen. God, when I don't do She's the synopsis notes, I
see.
Don't remember
Welcome
the names.
To my world.
Sorry.
Welcome to
but
my
I'm like,
world.
Yeah, Karen's all like interested, and so Paul's all fucking butthurt about it because he's been like on a self-fulfilling prophecy since seventh grade.
For real, Karen is just living her best life.
Mm-hmm.
Karen is just doing her thing, and Paul is kind of a little weasel, nasty man.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep. 100%.
Mm-hmm. Obsessed much?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, obsessed dear God, much? Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh. I have things to say later, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, then, shall we move on?
Yes.
We shall.
Inside, sometime later, the group is hanging out when there's a knock at the door. Jeff opens the door to find the man from the beginning, looking worse than before, asking for help. He recognizes Bert, so Bert slams the door in his face and tells everyone not to let him in. The guy proceeds to get in Jeff's truck, and the group all look around the cabin for weapons. They all rush out, demanding he get out of the car, as he is coughing and throwing up blood everywhere. He runs towards the girls, who spray him in the face with bug spray, I think. Then Paul rushes over with a torch and sets him on fire, and he runs off into the woods. Back inside, they argue about going to the cops or not. The next morning, Jeff and Bert leave to find a mechanic. Then Marcy leaves too, saying she's going to get help. We see a shot of the man's body floating in the river with a water main pipe sticking out of the water. Cut to the cabin where Paul is filling a glass with water, leading us to believe the water came straight from the pipe slash river. Paul and Karen talk about the fucked up situation they're in and how scared they are. Karen takes a sip of the water and calms down a bit.
My God.
I think it's hairspray that they shoot the man with.
I couldn't. I was like, hairspray. Is this hairspray? Is it bug spray? What the fuck
it's
is
aerosol.
Shit? Yeah.
I mean, I said definitely don't let the sick guy inside.
No,
definitely
no, no.
Don't do that. I said don't do that. This man needs more than a doctor. This
right. He's melting.
He is melting.
He's melting.
And then someone, I think it's Paul, is like, someone get him a blanket.
But, a blanket.
A blanket.
What's that gonna do?
What I was that fade to black as well.
There's so many fade to blacks in this movie. I'm like,
I think there are why? Five.
There's so like, many. I know here? A few of them in the synopsis notes.
Uh-huh.
There's so many.
I think mm-hmm. I made note of every one of them, and I'm like, what is this? This movie was not made for TV, Mr. Roth. What right? doing?
What doing?
It didn't bug me because I didn't even notice.
Oh, that's funny. Before all that, though, Bert's masturbation story.
That's when, like, yeah, that's I when said, I was like, Charlotte, this isn't your movie.
I said yeah. Bestiality.
That's bestiality.
That's yucky, yucky.
You are a sick man.
That is disturbing.
Disgusting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, old Karen is over here just talking about the old shower nozzle, okay?
Right.
And you're talking
the
about
tried and true.
Something far, far different. Dude, the yeah. tried and true.
Tried and true.
Yeah. And he's doing, like, no.
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 No, no.
He's sick.
It is kind of funny when Bert goes to tell that story and he's like, I have a better masturbation story. And Paul's like, nothing is better than Karen's story with her parents' shower nozzle.
Yeah.
It is pretty funny.
But,
ick. When they are trying to, like, decide if that man should come in or something, I don't know, Bert freaks out. Inappropriate, but I fucking love it because I'm inappropriate. And he's like, he's going to touch your douche.
He does have some funny lines.
He does.
Terrible lines, but then some really funny ones.
I love his character because he's the worst.
He's just so over the top. Like,
I feel like we've all known that guy. Like,
yes.
In our lifetime,
maybe there's a little bit of that guy in us.
Fucking inappropriate. You know,
touch your douche.
Maybe you've been that guy.
And I'm not gonna lie, if I saw a fucking dude melting in front of my door, I would freak the fuck out. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, no, you're not fucking coming in here.
No.
I will call someone for help, but you better back up.
Right.
I would lose my mind.
I'm calling someone for help.
Help
but no.
me. Help.
Mm-mm.
His body caught fire so quickly. Like his whole ass body caught fire.
I mean, if you're sprayed with something that flammable.
Oh, yeah. See, I did note hairspray.
Yeah, it's the aerosol.
I think it's hairspray.
It's the aerosol of it all.
Yeah, and now he's just on fire in the dry ass woods.
In
I'm
the
surprised
dry ass
that
woods.
He did not start a forest fire.
Yeah.
Did not start a forest fire. Well, Smokey the Clown.
Smokey the Clown.
What is with fucking Paul and the honey inside. He's made like a big ass
mess.
Thank
you.
Getting all sticky with the honey. I'm like, what are you doing?
Thank you.
Trying to show that like it looks kind of like the man's skin.
I don't know, but it, and I mean, then I guess. Zoom in it's on strange. It, and I'm like, what is happening?
I'm like, you are making a mess,
and it never comes back to that. It's weird.
It's very weird.
Yeah.
I fucking laughed though. I think it's I think it was Jeff. Maybe it was Bert. They were like, I think the rain will put him out.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, the rain will put him out, sure. A whole ass man's body is on fire, but what was that?
What was
my,
that?
My chair, because it leans back, but it's
ooh,
it's
a little bit creaky.
It's very
it almost sounded like
WD-40.
I was like
you guys. So I'd never seen this movie, right? And so then when we see the body and the water and then the water and the pipe, I was like, oh no.
Oh, oh no.
No. Like, I had no idea where this was going, what was going to happen. I'm like, are these people just crazy, going to come kill you or something? And then, you know, I figured there was something to do with the disease. But then the pipe, I was like,
you're like, oh no, it's the water.
And then
so it is like a really
then,
good.
No, that's okay. I was just going to say, since then, I have not wanted to drink tap water, and I have been on vacation, so it's been a little bit difficult for me.
Yeah.
I'm just like, drink the tap water, you're fine, but I haven't wanted to.
But you think about it, though.
Yeah.
So it was so funny. Max was all, like, irritated at first because he thought that the body just, like, fell into, like, a river and that there was just, like, a main pipe from, like, the river water to the cabin or whatever, and he was like, that's not a fucking thing. That would never happen. Because he, like, took a whole class on, like, all that kind of shit.
Okay, he's
like,
educated.
No, there would be, like, a reservoir. Like, that would never happen. That you would at least have a well. Like, it's not going to come just, like, straight from the fucking untreated river. Like, that's not how it works. But then later there was clarification. He's like, oh, okay, that could happen probably.
That's why it is, like, a really good – right, the like general the premise. Idea of this is really good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's why I think it's funny that it's so terrible.
That's why I kind of like that he took it to a comedy direction instead of just like a full on serious
horror
movie. Right. I don't know. It's just
because like the thought of it is lingering with me. The gore is lingering with me. And it's fucking scary. Ew.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't seen this movie in like 20 years and it still fucking sticks with me. The gore.
Yeah. But it is like funny, dumb, stupid idiot.
Right. And so it's kind of like best of both worlds horror, you know? And it's just
mixed
entertaining.
All together.
Yeah.
You know? I get a lot of I get a lot of Tucker and Dale.
Oh, yes.
Vibes from this.
That's a good movie.
Tucker and Dale totally got inspiration from this movie for fucking sure. And I love
it. I love that movie.
You've never seen Tucker and Dale versus Evil?
It's really good. It's same kind of vibes.
Dude.
Like horror comedy, cabin shit, like
and so funny. So funny.
And not as problematic.
So do you think that I'm just, like, dramatic? And that's why I don't like these, like, funny movies?
You definitely are dramatic.
You're not funny.
But I love
you
for it.
You just have a different kind of movie.
Sense of humor. Yeah.
You're not,
like,
yeah.
Like
you're
boring?
Not, like, no. No, you just don't like dumb funny.
Yeah.
You don't
like. I don't like dumb funny. I'm, like.
No, I don't like dumb funny. Like, low-hanging fruit funny. Like, Scary Movie? I don't like that any of that shit.
I think Scary Movie is funny.
I hate that low-hanging obvious fruit. Like, funny shit. Like, duh. Everyone could have made that movie.
Mm.
That's how I feel. Like, I don't know.
I don't know.
Smart, funny, but all, like,
but
I don't know
still
to,
inappropriate.
Yep. Oh, I'm inappropriate, yep.
Yeah. I don't know. I think everyone has their own taste
in funny.
Humor.
When Paul is trying to sort of comfort Karen because she's clearly, like, ready to fucking leave and feels horribly about all this, he's like, the guy was going to die anyway. I'm like, I think that's helpful, Paul.
No. And it's like, he could say that about anybody.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
Well, and, like, I kind of would have to tell myself that if that happened. Obviously, I would have made better choices because, yes, you go to the police, you dumb fucks, like, right away you do
right
that.
Away.
But I'd have to tell myself, like, okay, he was seriously so ill and probably was going to die anyway. And, like, we were defending ourselves kind of thing to get through it. But he just seems, like, so skeevy. And, like, he always has an ulterior motive. He's just trying to get close to her.
He's just trying to touch her.
Yeah.
Stop it. Stop it.
And that's what I was saying about the whole, he just has this like self-fulfilling prophecy that's just so fucking creepy. Mm-hmm. Like all he wants to do is get in her pants. And it's like, you've known this chick for like at least 10 years and you don't maybe care about her on a more,
a deeper level.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I hate him.
Yeah.
So much.
Yucky. Yeah.
He's icky.
Yucky. When they're all sleeping and like thinking about everything, I made note of how cool the cinematography is there.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like dreaming and you see the shots of the
of memories. And
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't know. That part, there's a lot of cool cinematography throughout the movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I liked those shots too.
Also, Mary.
Yeah, it like moves backwards.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like the dreams, things kind of move. Yeah, yeah. That was
like
cool.
The blood drips go back up instead of down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh my god, we didn't even talk about the blood spewage.
Oh my god, there's so much.
The blood spewage.
So much blood.
There's so much in this movie.
If I saw someone just vomiting up blood like that in my car, no, I can't even,
No.
I would burn the car.
No. We'd actually all leave the next day together and we would walk.
Yes.
Yeah,
I wouldn't try to clean that shit.
There.
No, why would you even try to clean the car?
Like,
you
got two legs.
Right.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No. When Paul and Karen are like together, and she gives him the water. No, reverse
There's
that.
There's clearly
he gives her
a
the
ship
water.
Floating in it.
Oh, I just made note of how terrible the acting is here. She's like, "I'm sorry, Paul. Every time I close my eyes, I see him." I'm like, "That happened like 10 hours ago."
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably.
Yep. Probably.
Totally.
The dude on fire.
Yeah.
The water looks. Thick.
Yeah, disgusting. Yeah.
Yeah, there's like chunks
it has,
of
like,
shit
warm
in it. Particles and like
it looks warm.
No.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. I would have stuck to the all beer diet. Mm-hmm. I would not be drinking any of that fucking beer.
We didn't talk about that too. That's fucking funny.
Yeah.
That's funny that was a thing. Yeah, you should have stuck to the bet, stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You should have.
Mm-hmm. And it's also like so accurate.
Yeah.
Dudes be doing that. We're only going to drink beer all weekend. Let's see who can get more fucked up. More fucked up.
I feel like literally I've had cabin trips with my friends and that's literally how it goes.
Say shout out to Ronald. He'd probably still do that.
Yeah.
And then the next be like, what the fuck was I thinking? I should have drank water.
Yes.
Always drink water.
Who knows? It might save our lives one day.
This is the only time I would tell someone to not drink water ever in the history of ever.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, Kayla, you'd be like the first to go.
I would be dead.
I would be
immediately.
Too. I would be dead. Me and Kayla would be dead.
I'm pretty good at staying dehydrated.
Oh, I cannot. I feel like I'm one glass behind. I'm done. Like nope.
Yep.
I feel it.
Yeah.
Did you just lift up your water when I held up my Diet Pepsi?
I also have water.
You guys, this like might be the first horror movie I survive.
There you go.
Oh,
yes.
No water.
Because you would have nothing to do with these sick fucks. You'd be like, nope. Bye.
Okay, what's wrong?
And you're not drinking your water.
No, and I'm not a stupid fucking idiot. And when I go into the woods into a cabin, I bring my own water anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. True that. Yeah, why are you you're going to rely on tap water?
In the woods?
What if it's not rigged up correctly?
Yeah, what if there's, what if it's winter and your pipes freeze? What are you going to do?
And I think a lot of cabins like that actually are well water and don't drink well water.
I will,
They were
so
surviving
up here. PSA, if you are going camping or going to a cabin, just bring water. Bottled water. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Thank
you. The jugs.
The jugs.
Big old jugs. Yep. Yeah,
we love
jugs.
Big jugs.
Big old jugs.
We love those jugs. Yeah.
We approve the big jugs.
Love big jugs.
Big jugs.
Okay. Shall we?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff and Bert come upon a farm and watch the farmer gut a pig and then hit the pig and scream a bunch because the meat is infected. The farmer sees the boys and starts yelling at them. They explain that they're looking for a mechanic and she offers to call a guy to tow them. As they go inside, they tell her about a hermit that attacked their car, and she asks if it was her cousin Henry. We see a framed picture of Henry and sure as shit, it was him. The guys run out of the house real quick when they realize. We see Marcy rowing a canoe across the lake. She makes it ashore and finds a house. No one's home, so she walks right in, and Jeff and Bert are already there looking for a phone. Back at the cabin, a deputy Winston shows up saying there are reports of a lot of commotion the night before.
Paul gives him an edited version of what happened, but Deputy Winston assures him not to worry about it and he won't let their fun be spoiled, giving weird vibes. Deputy Winston won't stop talking about partying and shit and then rides away on a bicycle. As you do.
What's the fucking party man?
The fucking party man.
I love Giuseppe Andrews. I fucking love him so much.
I don't even know who that is.
He's also from Detroit Rock City. He's the other one in this. That's
okay. Lex. I love Lex.
So I love in Lex. That movie.
Anywho.
Farmer chick is unhinged.
And then she just invites him inside and they're like, "Kay."
She says, "God damn it," like 15 times while she's hitting and that fucking pig.
She's punching the dead pig.
I'm like,
okay.
Ma'am. Yeah.
I had to take my headphones out for the pigs. I had to mute for the pigs.
The squealing.
I fucking couldn't. I was like, okay, that's enough.
That's enough.
That's enough. Bye.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a farmer. I've never had to slaughter an animal. How did she know as soon as she cut the pig open that the meat was infected? Like,
it was I think the color.
Oh.
Yeah. And
the
smell.
Pale. Yeah.
It looked good. Also, there was no blood.
Oh, that's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It wasn't very bloody. Huh. And they had, I mean, whatever they had in budget, they put toward gore. So.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I think it was.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just like,
just the color, the smell. Because you would know, you know, if you're slaughtering pigs all day long, one doesn't like the others, you'd be like, oh, this isn't right.
One of these things is not one.
I literally started singing that when she said that.
These fucking idiots.
I want me a new hog. Oh, sorry.
Can you say that again?
She's like, I want me a new hog.
She's just. Okay. Like, fuck.
But the first time that you went to do it was just your normal face. Like, you had no random, you had no other facial expressions. It was just your face, but your voice was so different. It was something else.
That was great.
Yeah, can I say?
She's crazy. And then when they go inside and they're like telling her about what happened and they can't get their fucking story straight at all. And she's just like, oh, okay.
My God.
I think I have some juice. Like,
yeah.
What are you getting juice for?
Like, I want the juice.
Just call the
doctor. I don't want the juice.
I don't want that. I don't want your juice.
And of course, the fucking guy they kill is Henry. Like, and there's just they just look down.
There's just a phrase.
They're like, oh, we're gonna go. We gotta go.
We gotta leave. Like, right away.
It's so nice. We're just gonna walk.
They are so sus. I'm like, something's wrong.
Like, calm down. Like, you're gonna make it worse. We burned Henry. Fucking idiots. Yep, we burned Henry. Oh, God.
Fucking Marcy calling hello to the wide open, empty space a million fucking times.
Right? Where did she get the fucking
Where'd she
canoe?
Get the boat?
Also, maybe they had it. Maybe they brought one.
But she's just going to take a canoe to the other side of the lake, and she's like, yeah, that's the best solution here.
Yeah.
Also,
well,
have you ever.
I'm sorry. She is. She's
resourceful.
Resourceful, yeah.
I don't know about that. That is a word
I would use to describe Marcy.
Also, have you ever tried to row a canoe?
No.
It's not fucking easy.
I've never in my life.
It's hard.
It's really hard to do, especially by yourself.
Except by yourself, yeah.
Like,
because
this chick can't do that.
And then that shot of her flat ass.
Like, what? The obligatory butt shot.
It's just her butt.
Real focused in on it for an extended amount of time. And I'm like,
it's like slow-mo.
And we love all butts here. I don't mean that to be rude.
Oh, right. No.
But it is also very telling of the time, like 2002, what was cute.
Mm-hmm.
We loved a flat ass in 2002.
And the faded jeans.
No butt, big boobs.
Is that coming back?
Is it? That is not news for me.
It's so strange.
Shut up. So strange how
butt fads.
It's a punch you poke out of it.
It's a butt.
Who gives a flying fuck? Why are they? It's so weird.
It is weird.
Butt fads.
It's literally. It's purely to keep everything in.
Who cares?
Yeah.
What is with people just walking into other people's homes?
Okay.
Nobody answers.
Your dick knows.
Yeah, no one's home. That doesn't mean
let's eat.
Not an open invitation. That doesn't mean just go in.
God.
Yeah.
Eat their beef jerky, though.
Bert is a klepto. Yeah, Bert be, like, stealing Snickers, then he goes to this person's house and is stealing their shit. I'm like, what doing? Why are you stealing shit?
Yeah.
I also noted that Winston is also wearing a wig. I thought he was wearing a wig.
No, that's his hair.
It looks like a fucking wig.
That's exactly how it looks in Detroit Rock City.
It's better in Detroit Rock City.
It's pretty bad in this.
It looks like a fucking wig. And then I said, oh, he has a bike helmet.
And his tiny little.
And then I said, oh, it's because he's on a bike.
He's on a bike.
I love how he's literally on a bicycle.
I love how when he tells Paul that he's going to have to report it, he just pulls out like a fucking spiral notepad. Like, it's not like a.
Like a ticket sheet?
A ticket or anything.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like it's worse than this one.
Oh, God.
And then I read that he says, he says party or some variation of that word 15 times in this short scene.
He says it so much.
Fucking party, man.
That's amazing.
I was like, he says it one more fucking time. I swear to God.
I bet you like to party with the ladies.
I kind of was like, okay, that's enough.
That's enough.
I mean, very.
And you just feel so uncomfortable the whole time. You're just like.
So uncomfy.
This is a police officer?
Yeah, I think it's his hair. I think it's his hair.
It is.
That's how it looks in Detroit Rock City.
Unfortunately, it looks like
it's just so strange how he's so uggo and creepy in this, and then just so not in Detroit Rock City. It makes
he's super cute in Detroit Rock City.
The glasses?
Also, his fucking bell when he scoots away on his bike.
Ding, 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 ding. I was dying. Oh. Max is like, he's like fucking doofy in the first scary movie.
He's like doofy.
Like making fun of
Deputy Doofy.
Yes.
What's his bucket? What the fuck? Why am I blanking?
Dewey.
Am I having a stroke? Dewey.
David.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Am I having a stroke?
Not David. Not David.
David Arquette.
David Arquette.
David Dewey. Arquette. Oh, yeah. I was thinking David Schwimmer when you said David. I was like, not him.
Like, no.
I like that he tells, like, when Karen comes outside, he's like, just go have a 40.
Have yourself a big 40.
Have a 40.
Okay. Like, what the fuck?
And I love the music, though, in this.
Oh, my God. It's so bad.
It's very porny.
Yes. It's like 70s porn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's horrible. It's really bad. When he said,
fucking party, man.
When he said 5 pounds of dangling meat.
5 pounds of dangling meat.
That was upsetting.
5 pounds of dangling meat.
Is that a term?
I wish I had never heard it before.
And it's like, honey, we know it's like a quarter of a pound. Okay.
Okay, so, that's generous as well.
Yeah.
I know.
Quarter pound of meat. That's like a big cheeseburger.
It's a freaking quarter pounder. You think
it's a quarter pounder?
Science with the Gore Girls.
Yeah, science. This is biology this time.
I'm going to go to
biology and math.
Anatomy?
Yes. Wait, no, this is anatomy, unfortunately, not biology. I guess it could be both, but I'm going to say that it's probably anatomy. Good job.
Anyway, let me see your quarter
five
pounder.
Five pounds?
Not five pounds.
Sir. You should go to the hospital.
Yeah, you need. You got to see somebody. Or something.
Yeah.
Shall we?
Yeah, I'm ready. My last
note was doofy, so.
Bert and Paul are cleaning the truck, sort of, when Justin's dog comes out of the woods barking at them. Marcy shoots the gun and the dog runs off. Inside, the group discusses getting to town with the truck and telling the cops what happened. Karen says she feels nauseous and walks off. Paul goes in to check on Karen, and she asks him to stay with her, so they cuddle up in bed together. Fade to black again. Paul wakes up sometime later and decides to touch Karen while she's still half asleep. He pulls his hand away, and his fingers are covered in blood. He pulls the bedding away to reveal Karen's leg is severely infected. Paul calls for Marcy and everyone starts freaking out, specifically Bert. Once they've calmed down, they all proceed to check each other for lesions. They're now moving Karen to the shed to quarantine her. She's upset and they all assure her they will find help. Paul's now wandering around the woods shouting, ah! Marcy goes to bed.
Ah!
Okay.
Tell me that's not how he was shouting.
No, it's
yeah. Going, ah! Marcy goes to the shed with food for Karen, but she won't eat and gets pissy with Marcy. Paul finds a house and is looking around and sees a naked chick through the window and decides to watch. A dude comes out of the house pissed off and tells him to get off his property. Paul runs back to the cabin and the group is starting to get a little testy with each other.
Not testy.
Testies. Testies. Tensions are rising.
They are.
What's with this, like, slow motion shot of that dog while the guys are cleaning the car?
It's odd.
It looks like a Goosebumps shot.
It does look like a
Goosebumps shot. It does.
You know how they shot weird scenes in the Goosebumps? Yeah, that's what that is.
Yeah.
Slow mo weirdness.
That's what that is.
That's what that is. That's the term, Goosebumps shot.
It's.
Yes.
It's amazing to me in this scene that Jeff is like the voice of reason and is like, no, we need to go to the cops. And like what?
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Max, during the scene with him and with Paul and Karen, he goes, my man, that is unwanted physical contact.
That is unwanted physical contact.
Yeah.
And then he was like, hang on, he's going all the way downtown.
Yeah.
Ronnie was like, old. Isn't she asleep?
He was sleeping.
Like, he's like, this is weird. Why? She's asleep, man. Like, he was also very,
wrong. And like, I was so upset. And then. The juicy sound.
The squelching.
Oh.
The squelching.
Oh my god. At first I was like, okay.
Right.
Because I didn't know what was happening.
Like, it's almost like it's supposed to be sexy, romantic, but then you're watching and you're like, but it's just
uncomfy.
Not.
It's giving it's uncomfy.
It's giving. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not. The way he's staring at her, too, I'm like,
oh, he's so creepy. Yes. Such a creep.
So creepy.
So
there's
creepy.
So many, this is weird, I hate this. It's so many notes.
Ick.
So,
major ick.
Chunky blood.
If I was asleep and my male friend was in bed with me and this started to happen, I would 100% wake up and be like,
right.
Yeah.
What are you doing, sir?
But she tie-tie because she's sick.
Oh.
Yeah, she tie-tie. But
well, she kind
good point.
Almost I mean, seems
she
like
she sort of wakes up-ish. Do you like
it? Well, maybe but she's having a sassy just, dream.
Maybe.
You can't tell if maybe she's just having like fever dreams. It's
right.
Yeah.
It's very problematic.
It's not clear.
And I'm sorry. Fuck them. Mm-hmm. Worst friends ever.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's ever. Mostly Bert.
Mostly Bert.
Is,
mostly
it's
Bert.
Mostly Bert.
But everybody goes along with it. I'm sorry, Bert. How about you go lock yourself in the shed? Mm-hmm. Stupid idiot.
Yeah, go right, quarantine
like she
yourself.
She could have stayed in that
scared.
Room.
Yeah.
You know, like
I
she
know,
could
she's
have been
like,
quarantined
help,
in there.
Yelling. She's like, help me.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Yeah. It was really sad, yeah.
Assholes.
But it's icky.
It's very icky.
Yeah. It's yucky.
This is the
and
scene,
then he goes
right?
over to the sink and there's like blood
about.
Everywhere.
No, it's not the scene.
I always remember this scene. This was the one scene that stuck with me.
This stuck with me, but this is not the scene. We will get there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I get why they want to quarantine her because they don't understand, like, what's causing this. But putting her in the shed is just not fucking cool.
Yeah, and you've already been around her.
Right.
Well, and little do they know.
Right.
That's not the problem.
And, you know, she's pissed and she's like, I'm going to die in here. And they're like, oh, no, you're not. Like, we're going to go get help. Like, no, she's going to fucking die in there. You guys aren't doing anything to help.
She said she wants to go home.
I know. Like, she was the one person out of this group of people that was, like, decent.
Tolerable?
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's the only one I didn't put, I hate her at the
end.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
I do love that they inspect each other with the flashlight, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like the thing.
Mm-hmm. It is like the thing. Sorry.
Okay.
What was that? I was just trying to formulate my thoughts.
Oh. It was her little baby goat impression.
Paul is just being problematic again. Like, you're supposed to be finding help, dude. And there's this woman laying in her bed, minding her own fucking business. You can't even see anything.
Candles. Yeah.
Playing so, like, I'm candles. Just being creepy.
It's so creepy.
And staring.
For real.
Yeah, I am all here for that man coming out with his gun.
Yeah.
He's like, you're ready to fuck off.
Hells
yes.
100%.
My man.
100%. My man.
So
ick. When Marcy tries to give Karen food and Karen's just like, you better close the door or I'll infect you all.
I'd be pissed too.
I'd be salty.
Yeah,
too.
Exactly.
Especially the fact that they fucking like lock her in there. Like,
right.
Yeah.
Like, why do you have to lock it?
And then they promise her that someone's going to be out there and nobody stays to watch her.
Nope. Yeah.
Bad friends. Don't do that.
Bad friends. And like I said, this dude's like supposedly been in love with her for like 10 years.
Yeah.
Right.
And he's not doing anything to help her. Yeah, like, whatever. Fucking dick.
No.
He just wanted to get in her pants. Mm-hmm. He did not love her.
No.
Right. Mm-hmm. He lusted her, not loved
typical,
her.
Typical man.
But this is when they all start to get like testy with each other. And then the boys are like fucking fighting. I don't even know over what. And like these dudes are all a bunch of testicles. Like grow the fuck up.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But Marcy made chili.
Marcy made chili. They say it like 5 times.
I know.
That Marcy made
chili. But it's also like eat the goddamn chili. The chili's right. not going to hurt you.
But what if Karen ate out of those bowls?
She's like, I washed it.
Jesus, I washed them.
She would have just kept drinking beer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Then he takes Bert a sip of water. Fucked up.
You fucked up, Bert.
Mm-hmm.
Sucks to suck.
Yep.
Sucks to suck.
The next morning, Bert is able to get the truck started, so they all get ready to leave. They pull Karen out of the shed to get her in the truck, and she's gotten much worse overnight. Bert starts coughing up blood and reveals some scratches on his stomach. As they start getting Karen in the car, she coughs up a shit ton of blood all over the car. The group notices Bert doesn't look too good, and he gets pissed and drives off. Marcy and Paul bring Karen back to the shed. Jeff is being a real prick and storms into the woods, saying he isn't going to get sick, and tells Marcy that she can rot. Back inside, Marcy and Paul decide to get it on, because why not? Bert makes it back to the gas station from the beginning and asks the guy to call a doctor or if there's a hospital nearby. He goes inside to call a doctor, and Dennis is sitting on the porch. He decides to start yelling at Bert about pancakes and jumps off the porch and bites him. Bert drives off, and the dude tells some other fucking dude that there's kids at the cabin and they're all sick. The other dude says they're going to need the kit.
The kit that never gets explained.
Never.
Right.
Yeah, what is the kit?
I have no idea. I don't know. It leads me to believe that they've like run into this problem before with this like virus, and maybe they have some way to cure it. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
But why wouldn't they just not cure him right there and there?
Right? I don't know. It's never explained.
It's odd.
So before the kit. Mm-hmm. So they're out, they hear the dog outside, and then they're looking for Karen, and then they yell that the dog is gone, and then they don't hear Karen, and then it's just the next morning.
Yeah, it just cuts to the next morning.
I love that. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
my God. Makes no sense.
It's like, what happened? What happened there? And it's just the next day. I love how it affects the junk first. The nether regions.
The nether regions.
It's interesting.
Also, he's a fucking coward for not saying anything to the group.
Oh yeah.
You know, I mean, just trying to hide it.
Throwing such a big fit about fucking Karen, mm-hmm. and now he's just gonna fuck everyone else over because he's a little bitch.
Yeah.
I think that Jeff is a Virgo.
a little bit of a germaphobe
And he says he's a little bit self-serving. He says, fuck you guys, I'm the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Max was like, that would be me. And I was like, so what the fuck? Am I Marcy? You would just leave me behind? He's like, no, like, you can come with me. Oh. But, like, you got to keep your distance. I was like, okay,
oh, my gosh.
Cool.
It's like, cool. Yeah, I said Jeff is such a bitch.
Yeah.
He really is.
I don't understand why they couldn't still just put Karen in the truck with Bert. Like, he already said he didn't care. Like, just put her in the front. Let's just fucking go. Like, and Paul, like, mm-hmm. she's getting worse and throwing up blood or whatever. He's like, no, she's not going anywhere. I'm like, why?
Why? Just throw her ass in the back of the truck.
Get her out of there.
Yeah. Like, why does she have to stay here? I don't know.
Yeah.
I think this is when Bert calls the car a Jeep and Ronnie lost his shit. He was like, that's not a Jeep.
Not a Jeep.
Oh my God.
Yeah, Max pointed that out too.
Okay. Yeah. he's like, that's the worst part of this whole movie. It's not a Bronco.
It's just a truck. It's definitely not a Jeep.
It's a man thing, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like there was also something funny about the way that Jeff ran away, but I don't know what it was. I just said the way that Jeff runs off.
It's just the way he like has all the beer and he like is covering his mouth and he's just like
his mouth.
Oh, maybe he like wiggled. Yeah. I don't really know.
Oh, just the way that he talks to Marcy, like, oh, such a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Like, this is supposed to be somebody that you love. Yeah.
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 Very quick to change. Everyone is very quick to change here.
Yeah.
No.
I hate the conversation between Paul and Marcy. I hate it so much. You just want to grab the person next to you and fuck the shit out of them. And then I said, so they just are now.
Well, it's like you're telling me that in a plane crash scenario, you're thinking about fucking.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's what I'd be thinking about.
So your boyfriend just ran away from you.
Yep.
Right. And then you're the girl you've been in love with for 10 years or whatever is now dying in a shed.
Is melting.
You saw a man's flesh burn off and all this shit. You know what? Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's do
Nothing
it.
Nothing puts me in the mood like melting flesh, guys.
And when they are doing it, it is so, like you said, Elaine, it's so bad. She's just like on him and is just. She just pushes him down and
he like puts his hands on her.
Yeah.
And like it's.
Let me read this to you.
I don't like it.
The awkwardness during the impromptu sex scene between Serena Vincent and Ryder Strong drew from the genuine awkwardness between the two actors at the time, particularly their involuntarily bodily responses to the quote-unquote action. Strong reportedly said to Vincent while the scene was being filmed that it was very unsexy, and his character seemed to have the exact same sentiments.
Like they just like hated each other? Like, IRL?
I guess.
Or just weren't maybe vibing. Like, I mean, maybe they didn't hate each other, but like didn't like each other enough to do this sex scene.
Yeah.
I feel like there has to be a level.
Marcy didn't like him.
Yeah, there has to be a level of like comfortability and chemistry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I do love the Listerine on the junk.
The Listerine on the dick.
Oh, okay, that is not a thing.
Hilarious.
No.
That would burn.
No, I think he's just so like freaked out by everything that he's like, oh, here's some antiseptic like
alcohol.
Thing. Let's just pour it on my dick. That'll take care of it.
Maybe we should inject him with what did Trump say? Bleach?
Bleach.
With bleach or Clorox.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
That'll do it. I mean, it will, in a sense, take care of it.
In a sense,
Real quick, yeah.
Real quick.
Oh, here's where I made a note. I said, I love how everyone around them is just dying and they decide to bone.
Mm-hmm. I know. It's mm-hmm. so
Yeah,
awful.
Later on, everyone is dying around Paul and Paul has like literally no emotional reaction. And it's like, sir, are you a psychopath?
Mm-hmm.
Probably, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I think he is.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
If we can move on a tiny bit.
Yeah. To the gas station.
The gas station. The fucking
pancakes.
Pancakes. What
pancakes.
The fuck? It's what the fuck?
I don't understand.
Now he's just doing karate? What the fuck?
No karate.
Like he is the karate kid.
What the fuck is happening? Like
what?
Why?
The fuck?
What the fuck?
Mm-hmm. So when Dennis bites Bert, and then the dude gets mad at Bert.
At Bert.
He's like, if he's sick, that's your problem. I don't know what the fuck he says. And he's like, dude, your son bit me or whatever he says.
He's like, so basically you murdered him. Because you got him sick.
Yeah.
One dies, you murdered him. It's like, and what the?
What?
No,
Bert's
sir.
Just so
that's
confused.
Not how that works.
And he just leaves.
He's just like, I just want a fucking doctor.
Pancakes.
Pancakes.
God. I just don't understand the pancakes part.
Karate,
fucking fine, whatever it is. Pancakes, but why though?
Why?
Don't give me any of it.
It's
TBH.
So weird. Just like explanation. I mean, if you're gonna give it to me, just tell me why.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then
make it
I
make
just
sense.
Wanna know.
And then this other dude that we've never seen comes out of the store, and he's like, "There's some kids at the cabin.
Yep.
We're gonna need the kit."
We need the
kit.
What is the kit?
What kit?
So weird.
I can't
get it.
Make it make sense, guys.
Understand.
I wonder if the kit is in like the director's cut or is like
maybe
explained in deleted scenes or something. Because I did
read actually that there were a ton of scenes taken out that would have made the story make more sense. Did you have anything on that, Elaine?
I don't think so.
No. Like there were. deleted scenes apparently with Paul and Marcy, like the night before they do it, they're like laying in the same bed because Jeff is like off being a dick, but like they're not like super intimate yet. Mm. And then Paul says something about how during the bonfire way early, how like trauma bonds people like that you're with.
Mm-hmm.
And so then it's supposed to be like him and Marcy slowly getting closer to each other until they finally do the do, but they cut out a ton of those scenes. So then all of a sudden they're just like fucking, and it's like, where did this come from?
I honestly kind of like that better though, because that I would have hated the characters even more. I feel like that one.
Yeah. It's unnecessary story building, I guess.
But possibly there was more on the kit within the deleted scenes.
Yeah, mayhaps.
There is a director's cut.
Interesting.
Be interesting to watch.
Yeah.
Should we move on?
Okay, Kayla, this is the scene.
Okay. Paul decides he can't wait for Bert, and he's going to go find help. Meanwhile, Bert is being chased by the gas station fuckers, as I refer to them, and Marcy's crying in the bathtub with a bunch of lesions on her back. Paul finds a dam and sees Henry's body in it, so he decides to poke it with a stick, as you do, and falls in the water. Once he climbs out, he sees the sign for the dam and the reservoir and realizes it's the water that's making them all sick. The truck has died again, so Bert is now running through the woods while being pursued by the gas station fuckers. Marcy is shaving, and there are a bunch of lesions on her leg now, too. She sees them and runs the razor over them and freaks out. She hears a gunshot and runs outside, where Justin's dog has returned and proceeds to rip her to shreds. Paul arrives back at the cabin to find bits of Marcy everywhere. He opens the shed to find the dog eating Karen. The dog runs toward Paul, and Paul shoots him.
No. Fucking no. No. Not at all. No.
Okay, listen. This is it. This is my fucking scene, so here it is, okay? Look.
Okay.
First of all, everyone's fucking dying around you. You gotta shave your legs.
Just shave your legs. Yeah. That's her coping mechanism.
Okay. Also, your skin's falling off. You're gonna shave your legs?
How does she not notice the skin falling off until
it's falling off? That's what I said.
I have a major issue with touching wounds. Don't be fucking touching your wounds.
Let alone shaving.
Oh, I am wet in the mouth right now of how gross that is. I'm gonna vomit.
Wet in the mouth right now. Like you're
salivating.
Saliva.
Yeah.
Like, it's, you know how you do like before you're going to vomit?
And it, before you vomit, you get all fucked. But it sticks with you. I haven't watched this movie in like 20 years. And I still, that is the grossest scene in any movie to
Very
me.
Very memorable.
Why would you shave it?
Why?
I don't think she, because I think it's like the water, because obviously the water is what's infected. Mm-hmm. And so I think that being in the water made it worse. But why are you continuing? I think she knew, because you can see her face and she's like,
ouchie.
Oh,
it's horrible.
Also, just back to my first point, why are you shaving your legs in this situation?
In
fuck
a time
your
of
leg
crisis?
Hair.
Yeah.
What is it right now? Why do that?
Yeah, no. Mm-mm. It reminded me of the story that Grace's tattoo artist Dub told us.
Oh my God.
This bitch, after getting a fresh tattoo, loofahed. Tattoo.
Within like 24 hours of getting it. Like scrubbed that shit off.
And then got mad because like it wasn't gone.
And then he was like, what'd you do? And she's like, well, you told me to keep it clean.
Oh my God.
So she used a motherfucking
loofah. And she's like, can you fix it? And he's like, 6 months after that heals, I might be able to give you a new tattoo if you pay for it.
Holy shit.
Bananas? First I can't imagine how painful that would be.
Yes, first of all.
I was like physically in
pain would you,
thinking about that.
Like, no, but no.
People are quite literally so fucking
and
dumb.
And he was like, didn't that hurt? And she's like, yeah, but you said keep it clean.
Oh my God.
With some fucking fragrance-free antibacterial soap maybe. And
Pat. So every time, because for years, I've been going to him for like 9 years, and he's always like, scrub it with a loofah. And he always says, I thought he was joking. Like, okay.
And
you know,
sure shit.
And I'm like, why do you say that all the time? And then that's why.
That's horrible.
So I have a feeling it would be a similar kind of pain to
probably.
That.
I really
My mind
love
links the two.
I love the sound that it makes.
Oh,
and she runs the race. Oh, it's so good.
It is. Yeah, please.
I'm a little bitch, and I didn't listen.
Oh. You muted it.
I said, because I knew it was coming. I watched a little bit of it, and I said, oh my god, I couldn't do it. It was so yucky.
Oh, it's awesome.
You're weak.
I am quitting the podcast. Okay, well, I'm sorry. I heard a little bit of the sound, and then I said, I can't do it.
Oh, well, I had my hand over, like, the TV, like, to block it. I was like, oh my god.
I could barely fucking watch it.
Before it happened, I was like, because Ronnie had never seen this. I was like, this is it. This is the scene.
I didn't even actually, you know what, I think that I remember this conversation from like one of our first episodes when we were talking about nasties, and I said a human centipede, the arm ivy, and then you said the shaving and the cabin fever, and so I said, what is that?
What is that?
I was preparing myself for whatever is gonna happen. I couldn't fucking watch it.
Oh, it still gets me, man.
Yucky.
Just a heads up, because I love the gore and the special effects in this movie.
Yeah.
I don't have, anything on it.
No way.
That's a shame.
That's wild. Who did it?
Honestly.
But I read several articles. I looked up YouTube videos. I did many a Google. Wikipedia. IMDb. Wow. Like, I did it all, and I couldn't find shit.
Interesting. So.
What a shame.
I would like to find
it. Super gory.
It on DVD.
Oh.
And then maybe get some
info
that way.
Yeah, because it's super gory, and I feel like Eli Roth is huge.
He's all about that.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's his first one.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I was expecting like a plethora of information, and I found it. And it's Greg Nicotero.
Oh, interesting. Well, I bet I know what he used it, because he uses all the same shit in everything.
Yeah.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah.
I didn't know that he did the gore for this.
Mm-hmm. That's a shame.
Then Paul finds the body.
This fucking idiot.
And then just pokes it with a stick.
Like, what are you? He's clearly dead. Why are you poking him with a stick like you're fucking five?
Mm-hmm. Oh, and when he falls in, I said, fucking ick.
Oh, yeah. I said, you're fucking dead.
No.
Yep, you're dead.
You're fucking
dead. You're dead. I put fucking ick in
fucking ick
capital. And then I also put, I would be puking so much.
Oh, and when Bart is running through the woods and he grabs a tree and leaves skin on the tree.
Chunks.
But it is smart.
Very smart.
It's a diversion.
A diversion. Bioluminescent algae. A diversion.
I ate my grandma.
she was humongous.
It took a week.
Dude, it took a week.
She was absolutely humongous.
How many times do you mentioned that movie?
That's at least the fourth time, I think.
At
least. The diversion. It's just my favorite thing. He just says it so blatantly.
It's great.
I ate my grandma.
This is when I said, fucking bold, capital, why the fuck is this bitch shaving her legs when her friends are dead?
Her friends are dead.
And I am puking.
Her death? Like, could you imagine being just torn to shreds by a fucking dog? There's a whole ass foot just chilling.
How it's
there.
Red though. How the dog sees red. Mm-hmm. I like that.
That's a nice detail.
Also, I put red boobs.
Poor dog.
Red boobs.
Red boobs.
So I think because the dog, he reminds me of Cujo, you know? Because the dog is clearly sick infected. Too, because Dr. Mambo is not like that before.
Right.
So, Dr. Mambo.
So I understand, obviously, like, you don't want to shoot a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But you have to shoot
a dog.
But there is a fucking rabid-ass dog that has tried to now attack all of you multiple times, and no one's done anything about it, and now Marcy is eaten to pieces. I'm like, I'm sorry, why was this dog not taken care of before this day? It's a rabid-ass dog that's attacking you.
I think that they were trying to avoid it at first, if I had to guess.
Of course, and I could get it, but, like... rabid dogs, that's scary. Cujo, hello.
Hello, Cujo.
Oh, it's a great movie.
I've never seen it.
It's so stressful and intense, dude. Like, oh, man.
And you don't think it's going to be.
No,
and you're like,
but it fucking
is. Dumb. Like,
it's
like,
so
the storyline, like, what? But then you watch it and you're like, oh, my God.
It's the mom from E.T. She's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I know I've seen that movie, but I feel like it's been a long time.
All right. So later on, Paul goes back to the shed and turns Karen over to confirm she's dead, but she isn't yet. Her skin is rotting away from her. Basically, her skull is exposed entirely because the dog was chewing on it. He picks up a shovel and bashes her head in several times. Bert has made his way back to the cabin, but the gas station fuckers are still after him. They open the cabin door to see Bert sitting on the floor. One of the guys shoots him immediately. Paul is hiding next to the door and hits the guy in the face with a shovel. As he hits him, his gun goes off, shooting Dennis's dad. Paul shoves a screwdriver through the last guy's ear and then finishes off Dennis's dad. It's very confusing. He's now searching for Jeff, screaming that it's in the water and don't drink the water. He comes across a cave where he sees the light from a flashlight and goes inside to find Justin dead with his lower half gone and entrails spilling out. Paul runs off and finds the gas station fucker's truck. He starts it and is able to drive off. He isn't paying attention to the road, though, and hits a deer. It goes through the windshield, and he has to shoot it as it is still alive. The truck dies, and he starts walking. He finds a group of people in the woods drinking and partying, one of which is Deputy Winston, who explains the tow truck he sent for him broke down, and then he gets a call on his radio about the shit going on at the cabin, and that if he sees any of them, to shoot them on sight. Everyone starts getting pissed, telling Winston to shoot him. All hell breaks loose, and Paul ends up hitting Winston over the head with the shovel. Or maybe it's a beer bottle.
Entrails?
Entrails.
Entrails. I did enjoy that.
Entrails.
Okay, so anyway, Paul with Karen's face. Again, not puking. He should have puked in the river or the water or whatever the fuck. Yeah. And now he's not puking when he sees Karen, his fucking the love of his life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Face. And then I was like, she's still alive.
She's still alive.
Okay. And then you have you hit her with a hammer? Bitch, you got a gun.
I think it was a shovel.
I think it was a shovel. Yeah.
Whatever. But yeah, he does
but
have
bitch,
a gun.
You got a gun.
He has a gun.
That's more humane.
Mm-hmm. That's what I said. I said, oh, her face is yucky. And
oh, it's so yucky.
I said,
it's
he's so going to hit her. Why not? Did he just not shoot her?
Right.
And then I said, okay, that's fucking excessive. Why are you hitting her so many times?
Yes,
that so seems many times. Like you're getting a little bit of frustration out on her for not fucking sleeping with you, you prick.
Yep. Guaranteed.
Yep. Self-fulfilling fucking prophecy. I hate him.
Yeah, it was like eight times or something. Like she would have been dead after the first
hit. That is a crime of passion.
Probably. Yes.
Yeah.
Crime of passion. Yucky.
Piece of shit.
Nasty. Ew.
I do. I love the effects here, though. No.
Yes.
No emotion at all.
Yeah.
No.
Her fucking face is so fucking cool with the teeth.
With the teeth.
Oh.
And how she just kind of like blinks and
just
moves slightly.
Max is like, wait, she's fucking alive? It's like,
Yep.
She is.
Love the view with the red and the cabin.
So Bert's still running from the guys. And you get a shot of all three of the gas station fuckers. And I was just like, man, these guys look real menacing. Like, they're just so...
I said their pills have eyes looking motherfuckers.
I said the long-haired fellow is fitting.
Also, it's so annoying. And it happens a lot in movies. And I know it was done on purpose. But these fucking ignorant motherfuckers come across this scene at the cabin with the entrails, and it's like Satanism. It's just not Christian.
It's unchristian.
Doing
sacrifices.
No, it's a flesh eating disease.
Stop it.
But
yeah, please. They be doing that, and then they shoot him right away.
Oh, I love that. I love that whole
right away.
Yeah.
And then he gets hit in the head, and then it's the other guy, and then it's just like bam, 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 bam. Everybody's dead.
And then the screwdriver in the ear. Oh. Yep.
Ooh.
Good stuff.
Ooh.
So brutal.
Ooh. Just back to back bodies right there.
And then he stabs one with a stick. I don't know what that.
Oh, yeah. He stabs the last guy with the big old stick. What the fuck is that, though? Why?
I don't know.
Why? Also, the strength that you would need to, like, impale someone with a fucking branch. Tiny.
His head is bigger than his bicep. So,
like, there's no fucking way.
I guess your head would normally be bigger than your bicep.
I was just going to say, my head is bigger than my bicep.
His head is bigger
his both of his biceps.
Quarter pounder.
His quarter and his pounder.
5 pounds. Yeah. Mm-hmm. His 5 pounds of hanging meat.
Ew.
And then poor Justin / Grim.
Grim. That's what I was just going to say. And the bugs in the ear. No.
Like, what a horrible way to die all by yourself in a dingy-ass cave.
Yes.
Grim deserved better.
Paula's yelling for Jeffrey. I was like, oh, I forgot about him. I
forgot about Jeff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yep. I forgot about Jeff. That Virgo bitch.
That Virgo bitch.
He lived.
So. Yeah. Well.
Well, you didn't, but.
So I said it's suddenly very dark. Like
very
midnight.
Dark.
Very dark. Yeah. At an hour.
Loving the banjo sus music is what I put.
It's like Deliverance.
Exactly. It's very fitting for the fucking Hills Have Eyes. Mm-hmm.
So, I can't with the deer.
The deer.
The deer.
First of all. Why does motherfucker spend so much time adjusting his rearview mirror and looking like what are you looking for? You killed all the guys. They're not after you.
Yeah. No.
So why can't you with a deer? Because it's ridiculous or because
no, it's sad.
Oh, I think it's hilarious.
It is sad. It is sad. But the fucking way
the kicking.
The fake.
The I mean, robotic obviously, kick. Yes. Yeah. The kicks. Like that, I just kept thinking about the fact, like, if what if you like hit a deer, and then you're there, and it's like kicking
horrific.
Your face.
Oh,
and it's like,
yes.
What the fuck do you do? Because this deer is
horrific.
Like dead in front. Yeah, and then the when he shoots it, and there's just so much blood.
So much blood. So much and blood. Dude's mouth is wide open. I'm like, close your fucking mouth.
Yes. Why do people not close their mouths in these situations? This happens
well,
all
unfortunately,
time
I think like, I don't know if he would have time.
Yeah.
Maybe
right.
I don't. But the fucking kicking legs, oh I could God. Not. They were so animatronic and goofy
right,
because
said,
it was
yeah.
so funny.
Clearly fake. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
just so clearly stuck in fake. The window because why not? Because
right. why not? Because it would be.
Because this whole movie is ridiculous.
Yeah, mm-hmm. just over the top. The amount of blood is pretty good though. That
it's
dude is
amazing.
Like drenched in
yeah.
blood.
Yeah,
he is
completely covered.
He'd be drenched.
Fucking Deputy Winston is being all problematic with these underage Ew. Girls.
With these underage kids.
I was like, that girl literally looks like she's 15.
Yeah.
The party
for
dude.
Serious. A child.
The party
for,
dude.
For serial.
Did not like.
No, not okay.
So when Paul is, wait, are we there? When Paul walks up?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Just completely drenched in blood and no one's going to ask why.
Right? Like, nobody's concerned. I mean, they all kind of look at him like he's crazy, but.
Yeah, but no one's going to be like, yo, what the fuck, party dude?
Yeah,
party
dude. Yeah. Deputy. I almost said doctor.
Doctor. Deputy Winston.
Deputy Winston's like, party dude, not like, why the fuck are you drenched in blood,
What's
party
going on,
dude?
Party man.
Party man.
Man.
Man. Yeah, it is man,
oh.
not dude.
And then he be freaking vomiting blood everywhere.
Oh, I kind of like it.
I love
he's
it,
like, well,
but it's
you guys
so
are not
yucky.
Gonna help me.
Just, mm-hmm. And then the fucking I love it when
the harmonica
the dude. Yes,
the
oh,
harmonica.
Yeah.
Did he inhale the harmonica?
Yeah,
yes.
Well, because
he got
hit
in
the
face
guitar.
With the guitar,
yeah.
and he was
right,
like,
he was just
playing harmonica.
Yeah.
Harp.
Yep,
it's so
fucking
hysterical,
so
but also like. Oh, could you imagine just slowly suffocating?
Because you're
yeah.
And then it would be funny because when you breathe, it sounds like a harmonica. So then you want to laugh, but then you can't laugh because there's
dying.
A harmonica in your windpipe and you're
dying.
And then you're dead.
Yep. I actually love harmonica.
You know,
I love a good harmonica.
Sure. Piano man. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love it.
I love that Paul hits Winston and says, the party is over.
Party's over.
Party's over, Winston.
It's so good. It's so good.
And then he just lays in the road.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Like, what?
Yeah, no one wants to stop on the road for him.
So he's like, well, mm-hmm. I'm just going to lay right here. And someone mm-hmm. will stop. Otherwise, they'll hit me. And then, you know, either way, problems are over.
They're yeah.
Mm-hmm. God.
Well, should we finish
are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay,
I'm done.
Cool.
That's at the very
cool.
end, yeah.
Let's wrap her up then. Paul makes it out to the road and lays down. A semi pulls up and drops him off at the hospital. Paul wakes up and the police are there questioning him and where the disease came from. The doctor explains that they aren't equipped to handle his condition and they need to transfer him. Cut to Deputy Winston driving with Paul in the back seat, and he's telling him they've got a long night of partying ahead of them. The next morning, we see Jeff crawl out of the woods and make it back to the cabin. He wanders around looking through the cabin, sobbing that they're all dead, but he made it. Sobbing slash, like, laughing? Like, he goes back outside and is shot to death by a group of policemen. Cut to two little kids are getting water out of the river. Up a ways, we see Paul's body in the water. Back at the gas station, the kids are selling lemonade to the cops with the water from the river. The end credits roll while there is a party at the general store and everyone is drinking the water. The end.
Drinking the Kool-Aid. I fucking, Max and I were laughing so hard when Paul gets dropped off at the hospital and he's like laying on the sidewalk and the dude in the wheelchair rolls
just
up
turns
and
just
turns does around. A quick 180. He's like, nope. And he just fucking, oh, so good.
So funny.
So funny.
I don't understand what's with the weird, like, fever dream type thing he's having and the guy in the bunny costume at the hospital.
I have a fun fact about it.
Ooh.
Do you want to hear it?
Yes.
Yeah.
If you look closely, you probably have to pause the movie during the later scene where Paul sees the giant rabbit in the hospital. You can see that the rabbit is offering Dennis some pancakes.
Oh, weird.
That is so weird.
Why?
Oh my gosh.
How I don't funny. Know.
Yeah, I didn't catch the pancake bit.
I didn't either. I'll have to rewatch.
I want to see that. I said, why? What's with the weird lighting in hospitals? Why? Oh, no. Why in the movies? Why is it like that?
In the movies, right. Because I've never been to a hospital where it's like
that. It's always so bright.
Yeah.
And it's not blue lighting.
Yeah. And all dingy and
it's like the, ick. No.
Ick. I like how he's barely conscious. And they're just standing over his bed like, where'd this come from? You need to tell us what happened.
Yeah.
Like, this dude is in no shape to answer questions. Well,
Also, the hospital staff, they're like, we're not equipped to handle this. Like, okay, sure, that happens.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, they would then take an ambulance to take him to another hospital. He wouldn't be riding in the backseat of a cop car.
With Winston.
Unless the cops pay him off.
They're going to kill him.
Yeah.
Oh, the cops they might have paid him off.
Because
to kill him.
Yeah.
Well, you did not really.
Well, no, I knew the cops obviously were, but I was like, why is the hospital staff allowing this to happen?
Yeah. Right. Probably paid
I
him
get
off.
That.
Okay.
I thought it was just a slip up.
Oh no.
They're like, oh yeah, it's normal for cops to take patients to other hospitals. But I knew the cops obviously were like, we're gonna fucking nip this in the bud. No, I got
this
that.
This is also the fourth and fifth fade to blacks.
Yeah, there's so many.
I never made note of
there's
it.
There's a lot.
It didn't bug me.
They're weird. They're it's very so awkwardly placed and like
interesting, because normally I notice it, but I don't know. I don't know how y'all feel. Love the ending of this whole movie.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
No, okay,
it's
cool.
Fucking great.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Jeff gets what he deserves because he's a fucking little bitch.
And it just shows how this will spread everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. Yeah. I love the party at the end with everybody drinking it.
Oh, yes. And I love Jeff. He's like, I made it.
And just to be shot, like, and you're like, oh, and then something bad's gonna happen.
97 times.
Yep.
So many times.
Because you were a selfish prick. That's karma.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but the way that when he gets back to the cabin and he steps over the stair with all the blood.
Yeah.
He said, nope.
Nope.
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
That's so great.
Pretty fucking awesome. And yeah, I love them also, just like burning the bodies.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what does it mean? Another one in the basement? Who was in the basement?
I know.
Where's the basement?
I was confused about that too.
That
was the only part I did not understand. I don't know if that was another like scene that was maybe cut, you know?
Because who would it have been?
It would not have been any of them.
No.
And I didn't know there was a basement.
Right.
They never show a basement.
No.
Yeah, so I don't know what that part was about. That was weird.
I don't know.
And just the little part where the kids go into the gas station to get the gun from the old man. Like,
okay.
So funny. Still should not have used that fucking word.
Yeah, no.
Of course not.
No.
No, but you think it's going to be racist.
But it was really funny, like that he's not really funny.
Yeah. The implication of what we all thought was going to happen when he turns around and gets the gun.
Racist. Right.
Makes us racist, but makes us understand the racism.
Yeah, yes. Exactly.
Yeah.
Because we're like, oh, this white dude is definitely going to be doing something bad. Yeah.
Right.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So and again, I just, why?
Right. It
why?
Serves, it doesn't serve the plot at
just
all.
Funny. It's just for funny. Yeah. Just for funny. And then you got these dumbass kids making lemonade from fucking and then river water.
The cops are drinking.
Cops are drinking.
Yep. Yep. Everybody's drinking it.
Karma is a bitch.
Getting their just desserts.
That's what you get for blaming things on being un-Christian rather than, you know, science.
Science.
Mm-hmm. Thoughts and prayers. Yes. Thoughts and prayers for you and your clean water.
And then everyone's drinking the Kool-Aid and everyone's getting fucked and it's great.
And it's great. The end.
The end. So it then, is. Elaine, did you like the movie?
I did, but it made me never want to drink tap water ever again.
That's fair. That's valid. Honestly, absolutely. I kind of hate tap water anyways. I like underwater tap from. Water. But, yep, depending on where you're at, it can taste real funky.
I think unless you're, like, along the Front Range.
Yeah.
I was, like, trained to never drink tap water, so I don't like to.
We were pretty poor growing up, so we just – always drink tap water, but we lived in North Denver, and I feel like the water there,
it wasn't fine.
Yeah, I grew up in Manitou Springs, and you should drink tap water there.
So I grew up in California.
Ick, not good.
Southern water. California.
Nope.
Yeah, no.
I understand why you didn't drink tap water.
We were taught though by our grandparents to never use the hot water to like cook with, like for. Like, you don't put hot water in, like,
right, you do cold water and then let it boil.
Because they're like, it has, like, lead and shit in the
It's because they were really old pipes in North Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Because they lived in old houses. And so I still, even, like, in, like, newer buildings, I don't really use the hot water, like, for cooking and all that because, ew.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I don't trust it. Gore gauge.
10.
10.
10.
10. Okay, like, yay!
No discussion here.
No, it's a 10.
Yeah. Unanimous. Awesome. I'm glad we're all on the same page. Yeah, it's good. It's a good movie for gore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Gory.
It's a good gore flick.
Good gore. Good gore.
Right, good gore. Practical effects. Gore. We love them.
We do. Well, does this movie scare you guys at all, or...?
It lingers.
It scares Elaine not to drink the water.
It lingers with me enough that I really think about it when I'm drinking tap water, especially with all that crap about what they're finding out about Lake Mead.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm like, who is dumping bodies in the water that I'm drinking?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But even then, at the end of the movie, they show that it's in bottled water too and all this other stuff. So it's like you can't trust the water.
Right.
So just don't drink water ever again.
Stay dehydrated always. This movie definitely doesn't scare me, but I love it. It's entertaining as fuck.
And it's icky as fuck.
Yeah.
Yes. And it's fun. Definitely entertaining.
Yeah. So entertaining.
Yeah.
It's a good summer horror flick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I think of summer horror, generally, I think of, like, good, just stupid slashers.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yep.
Alrighty.
Yep.
Let's get into our fun facts. Grace.
Yeah.
History time.
So this movie was made in 2002, written and directed by Eli Roth. Just if you guys didn't know.
If you didn't catch that.
Also written by Randy Perlstein. Randy P. We already talked about what Eli Roth has done.
Sorry.
Couldn't find anything on Randy. The inspiration from this movie came from Eli Roth's real life experience that he developed in Iceland, and he got a skin infection.
Well, that's unfortunate.
It is unfortunate, isn't it? He was inspired by that. And then Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Last House on the Left, and Evil Dead.
Mm.
Oh, see? Evil Dead. It's Did I say that earlier?
No, but
I think so.
I think that earlier.
Definitely very Evil Dead.
Yeah.
His homage.
And like the shot of the cabin with the red and yep.
You guys, I need help.
Okay.
That's
right. So I need help. I am trying to figure out who Eli Roth looks like to me. He looks like the guy who's in Star Trek. I love him. He's in like every season of American Horror Story.
Oh, yeah. Zachary Quinto.
Zachary.
He's in P2, right? That guy?
No,
Zachary Quinto.
No.
Zachary Quinto.
That's not how you say it. That's not his name.
Yeah.
Let me see. Quinto. Is it
Quinto? Quinto. Quinto.
Quinto. Quinto. Okay, that's exactly who it is.
But this guy?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I literally was losing my mind. I was like, he looks just like him. Who is that guy?
Yeah, they could be brothers.
They could be twins.
I love them both.
I love them both. Good looking men. Yes. Eli Roth is pretty cute.
Oh, he's so fucking young. Like
yeah. So I was just.
Who is this guy?
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
He's that guy.
Yeah.
No, that's Penn Badgley.
Oh, sorry. From here, totally look like him. That was so weird.
Well, we love Penn Badgley too.
Yeah. We sure as shit do.
Kayla, did you watch Gossip Girl?
I did not watch Gossip Girl. I know.
Nor did I.
Zach did.
Oh, Wes Bentley.
Wes Bentley
is the guy.
He also in American Horror Story. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, the three of them. Oh. Anyway, you can continue. This was just eating me alive. No, it's okay. Out.
Gross. Okay, so when Roth and Pearl's... when Eli and Randy first tried to sell the script in 1995, no one wanted to buy it because horror movies were not making any money. And then Scream happened, and then they tried to sell it for a while, and then they were having a hard time because no one wanted to produce a movie that wasn't like Scream. Like, it had to be exactly like Scream, and they thought it had too much gore, use of the N-word, and it was too offensive.
That kind of reminds me of and he House just kept of Thousand Corpses.
Mm-hmm. And he just was like, nope, we're going to fucking... He just kept... He didn't change anything about it, which I kind of like.
Yeah.
He's like, no, when it's ready, it'll happen.
Persistent.
That's it. That's all I got.
Awesome. Yeah,
that does remind me of that. Because House of Thousand Corpses took years to get off the ground because of like similar reasons. But I like the same time period.
Yeah. But I like when people are like, no, this is the fucking movie I want.
This is my vision. Yeah. God damn it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
You know, even if it's not everyone's cup of tea, but
cool.
Yep.
I like
awesome.
It.
That's it. Thank you.
Thank you.
I like it. Picasso.
I like it.
Picasso.
Alrighty. Elaine, behind the scenes.
That is me. Okay. So this movie's budget was $1.5 million.
That's not a lot.
No, it's not. And considering how good the gore is, I'm like,
I was just going to say it was probably all.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like what was the movie we just talked about that had fucking I Know What You Did Last Summer.
I Know What You Did Last
Summer.
Huge budget.
Yeah.
US and Canada, this movie made $21.2 million. This was Lionsgate's lowest budget and highest grossing film of 2003.
Oh wow.
Good for them.
Worldwide, nice. It made $30.6 million.
Nice.
Way to go. Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
I didn't realize it was so huge.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Oh, my God.
Quarter pounder.
Yeah. Ew. While filming a particularly bloody scene, Ryder Strong, who plays Paul, decided to go for a walk in the woods between setups. Covered head to toe in blood, he came across a large group of girls who were on a field trip. The girls screamed at the sight of the blood-drenched hiker and then screamed louder when they realized it was the star of Boy Meets World.
Oh, my God.
The girls chased him through the woods, and when Ryder made it back to the crew, he vowed to never wander off between the scenes ever again.
Oh, my God.
That's amazing.
Hilarious. I mean, that's when Boy Meets World was still relevant.
Right.
Yeah. And as a child, I thought Sean was so cute. Like, I would have been that girl.
I had such a crush on Sean. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Okay, this is allegedly, I just want to tell you guys right now that I never look farther into the things that I find. I literally find them and I'm like, oh, okay. And then I just say it.
Same.
So a crew member named Robert Jones took home a decapitated body prop once the film wrapped. And he was pulled over while he was driving home. He had this prop in his passenger seat. The officers allegedly held him at gunpoint.
Oh, my gosh.
Because they believed that the body was a real corpse. And so until they were able to verify that it was fake, they held him there at gunpoint.
Oh, my gosh.
That's fucking
That's
hilarious.
Amazing.
I could see that happening.
Yeah, right?
I could see it. Yeah.
Kind of weird.
That's awesome.
The pancakes scene was made up during filming after Eli Roth saw Matthew Helms practicing Taekwondo during a break. He discovered that Helms was a real-life black belt, so he decided to add the scene to give a chance for Helms to show what he could do.
Huh. That's
I mean, cool.
That's
like for a little kid to be able to do that. But like, why the fucking pancakes?
Well, I don't get it.
So weird.
So bizarre.
How bizarre.
I loved listening to us say that a million times in the last episode. Crazy girl. According to Ryder Strong, on the first day of shooting, the film's independent investors pulled out of the project because of the anthrax scare.
Yep. That'll do it.
So Ronnie's mom works for the post office, and when that was going on, they had to go through so much training. Like, she had to drive to Denver for like, I think it was like a month or something, mm-hmm. of like all this training of like what to do if you find anthrax, how to detect anthrax. Mm-hmm. Like, it was fucking nuts.
An anecdote from our grandma, but because she mm-hmm. works for the post office for a really long time too, so I'm sure she dealt with the same shit at that mm-hmm. time. And she was in Denver.
So anthrax symptoms begin with nausea, loss of appetite, vomiting, and fever. These symptoms are followed by abdominal pain, vomiting of blood, and severe diarrhea. I can see why they were like, nope.
This is a little bit insensitive and scary.
Right. Yeah. A little too close to home.
That makes sense. Yeah.
But I mean, how were they to know with this idea?
Right.
I mean, yeah.
Especially if they wrote it in 95.
Right. Mm-hmm. Way before. Yeah. That's true.
The bowling alley story that Paul tells around the campfire is actually based on a real-life quadruple homicide that occurred in Boston in 1980.
Oh my gosh,
allegedly, a former employee, Brian Dyer, broke in and killed four employees. He bound their hands, three with handcuffs and the fourth with his belt, bludgeoned them all with bowling pin before shooting them all once in the head. Three of them died at the scene, while one would die later in the hospital.
Holy shit.
Dyer was eventually caught and sentenced to four consecutive life terms. He died in prison in 2011.
Good.
How was he not sentenced to death? Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Oof. That's rough.
Yeah.
Especially for the time. That surprises me that he's not sentenced to death. I'm not saying like because I think he should or whatever. It's just like for the time and that's interesting to me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. That is some wild shit. That's terrible.
Wild.
Damn.
And I wonder why. A disgruntled employee, perhaps.
People be pieces of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then finally, the success of Inglourious Basterds led to the release of the director's cut of Cabin Fever. Eli Roth said, "This is something I've been pushing for since the movie was first cut by the studio. Then Bastards came out, and suddenly my fan base grew, and the people at Lionsgate were able to push it through. It looks and sounds spectacular. So I would really like to watch it.
I would too.
Yeah.
It's probably
a
lot better.
Really disturbing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Elaine, so when did you say that case was?
1980.
Oh, because they got rid of the death penalty in 1984. I wanted to Google when Massachusetts got rid of it. And I was like, I wonder if
they didn't catch him yet. Like, mm-hmm. they caught him after.
Maybe.
Or like the case took a long time.
Right.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, that'll happen. Interesting.
The more you know.
Brian Dyer, former employee of Sandy White's Brighton Bowl, bludgeoned a manager and three others with a 10-pin before shooting the men.
Wow.
Yikes. That's horrific.
Yeah.
Well, to end on that cheery note.
Yeah.
Did you have anything else? Okay. Awesome. All righty.
Kayla.
Oh, I hit a different note.
Yeah, you did. I was not into that.
You went an octave higher.
Harmonized.
Kayla.
Hello.
Oh my gosh. Score and ratings.
Yes.
This was actually composed by two individuals, Nathan Barr and Angelo Badalamenti. Possibly. Badalamenti agreed to score some of the score out of enthusiasm for the material. He's credited at the beginning. He has like three original songs that he did for the movie. Other than that, everything else is Barr. Barr also did Hostel 1 and 2 and Grindhouse, which are all Eli Roth.
Grindhouse.
He also did Shudder and the Lost Boys, the Tribe, that fucking weird ass Lost Boys singer.
I never saw that one.
I never saw it either because I was like,
I really liked Shudder. Did you get, we talked about that.
Yeah.
I liked that movie from what I remember.
I don't think I've seen it either. I think I saw it in theaters, which is random.
It's messed up.
And then he also did 76 episodes of True Blood, which I used to really love that show.
Oh,
that's a lot of episodes. Same.
Yeah.
Cringe, but it's good.
Some of the music was chosen specifically by Roth for their connection to other horror movies. The song that plays on the radio in the first scene with all of them in the truck is The Road Leads to Nowhere, which was written and recorded for the original The Last House on the Left.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. And this is not necessarily related to the score, but I had to add it because you'll understand. But allegedly, Peter Jackson, the writer and director of Lord of the Rings, loved this movie so much that he shut down production of Return of the King several times to make the cast and crew watch it.
What?
I know.
Oh.
Again, allegedly. But
how funny. I like that.
That's true. I love it.
I love like that.
You would love that as a little connection.
How funny.
Yeah.
Very cool.
And then our ratings, will not be surprised, 62% on Rotten Tomatoes, 5.6 out of 10 on IMDb, 56% on Metacritic, and a 2.8 out of 5 for an audience rating.
What?
Okay, wait.
Really?
What?
Those are all super low.
Like, I thought they would be low, but the gore is so good and everything else is bad.
Right.
But I feel like the gore makes up for all of it.
Absolutely.
So I didn't expect it to be that low.
I know.
I was expecting like the IMDb or the Rotten Tomatoes and whatever,
The audience rating,
that's fucking weird.
Isn't that surprising?
Yeah, that is weird.
Yeah, everything else makes sense to me.
Do you know out of, like, how many people?
Yeah, hold. Let me...
Oh, sorry.
Oh, no. Like, what the... Let's see.
Because, like, love Friday the 13th, right? But...
Mm-hmm. I mean, come on.
I think it's because people are good
at it. You know?
Right.
It's because what?
It's a classic.
It's a classic. So it's almost like you gotta love it.
You know, that's such a stupid thing.
I agree.
Yeah, I agree.
I won't be liking a movie if it's bad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just because it's bad.
Yeah, you know how I am. Out of, fucking Harry Potter and shit.
So it's out of 111 reviews.
Huh.
Okay.
So, like, not very many at all.
But still a substantial amount of people.
Good amount. That's the lowest audience rating, I think.
I feel like
had.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, it is. So, damn.
Because even when we've had lower scoring movies, typically the audience rating is pretty high. Lorelai.
Lorelai.
Howdy do. This is pathetic.
Cool.
Okay, so it was filmed in North Carolina. Fun. wait, hang on. I Know What You Did Last Summer.
That's true.
Well,
yeah.
Both North Carolina. There you go.
It's just the place to be.
Yeah.
At the Catawba cabin.
Uh-huh.
But apparently, so they made it sound in one source like it was a cabin that was already built. And then in a different source, I read that they built the cabin as an homage to Evil Dead, obviously, kind of like Grace talked about.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it was already made or if they made it. Either way, cool.
Whatever. A little bit of both.
Yeah, maybe. And then the special effects were done by Greg Nicotero and Robert Kurtzman. Greg Nicotero obviously did The Walking Dead, Sin City, and Piranha 3D. And Kurtzman is known for From Dusk Till Dawn, Wishmaster, and The Haunting of Hill House.
Love it.
Oh, I love The Haunting of Hill House.
Right? So mm-hmm. good.
So they both have really good creds. They're both pretty big names as far as special effects and makeup go. And this is like a groundbreaking film for Eli Roth. This is his first one. So I'm very confused as to why I could not find shit on special effects.
Yeah, that's upsetting.
That's really bizarre.
So sorry to disappoint. If you guys know anything, share with us on Instagram or Facebook or email, whatever. Let us know because
I'd like
to learn.
Just email us.
Yeah.
Yeah, email us.
Please email us. Send us a
letter. Some fan mail.
Send us some fan mail.
Thank you.
At goregirlspodcast@gmail.com. That's what we got. Would you like
That's
to?
Wrap.
Oh, yeah. Elaine, do we have a patron shout out?
No.
No.
Okay. Well, we love our patrons. We love our listeners too.
So
thank you guys. We love you.
Seriously.
We have a Patreon.
We do.
Honor that information, what you will.
And we have had many technical difficulties, but video episodes will be back soon.
Might not be the one you voted for, but we're working on it.
We're working on it. Okay, give us a freaking break.
Give us a break. We're doing our best. Anywho, Kayla, would you like to wrap us up?
Sure. Well, like we said, thank you so much, guys. We love all of you. We appreciate all of the support and the patience through those technical difficulties. Let us know what you thought of Cabin Fever. Next week, yeah, we are doing Elaine's pick for our Killer Summer series. We're covering Us. Very excited. Love that movie.
Fucking love that movie.
She's clearly excited. Can we fuck it up? Yeah, it's a good one. I'm really excited.
Lupita. Yeah.
Lupita. But yeah, we're on all the socials. We're the only Gore Girls. Look us up if you haven't already. As always, wear your sunscreen. But don't drink the water if you're staying in a cabin.
Yeah, bring your own water.
Bring your own water.
Don't drink water.
Of course, wear your shoes and lock your fucking doors.
Definitely lock the doors.
And always consent to touching someone.
Yeah,
like, oh,
don't
pay
attention to people when they sleep.
Someone's beehole.
Yeah.
Yep, always with the beehole.
Consent is the name of the game. Consent. So
consent is the name of the game. Steer clear of the beehole.
Don't be making lemonade out of river water.
No,
ever.
No, never.
Don't be
ever.
Doing that.
Definitely.
Don't shoot your fucking legs if your friends are dead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No.
And please just don't engage with people that are coughing up blood.
Yeah, no.
And just don't invite them in your house, and don't spray hairspray on them and then set them on fire.
Don't go near people that are melting.
Oh, yep. No.
Don't say melt. The R word or the N word ever. Uh-huh. And don't use gay in a derogatory sense.
Don't be mean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just don't be a piece of shit. Be a good human.
Peace and love.
Mm-hmm. Peace and blessings.
Mm-hmm. And party, man.
You fucking party,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, party, man.
But with, peace, like, and consenting of-age adults.
With your quarter, yes, pounder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Your fucking 5 pound pounder, meat, man.
Oh, all right, shit.
We're cut off. Love, yeah, you guys.
We love you all.
Bye.
Take care.
Love you.
Bye.
Adios.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
All right, for real. Bye.